Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning to all of our faithful listeners and anybody who's new as well. Happy Sunday morning to you and happy 2020. Ed, it's been a great week. I hope it has been for you as well. Working for CHI again, our title sponsor, is a great honor. I got to tell several new patients. We must be having a lot of people retiring in town or moving because I've had so many new people over the last several weeks, and even a lot of docs younger than me are not taking new patients. I don't get that. It's where, you know, that's what we do. But I'm not close to retirement. I plan to work till I'm like 85. But it's been a great pleasure to tell them about the hospital we're building at 4700 Battlefield Parkway. Should be breaking ground around July. I love telling people about this, and we're still making those plans. Should be about a 60-bed hospital completed within 3 to 5 years. That's the projection right now. So, you know, fully functioning community hospital, all brand new. New equipment, same wonderful CHI Memorial people to replace the old CHI Memorial. It'll have ORs and ER, everything that you're used to, and gosh, we've got a full building full of CHI people, and we can't wait to use it. It's still great to work with Benchmark Physical Therapy as well, and LHC, and that's Louisiana Healthcare through Home Health. That's Home Care Solutions, Home Health in Ringgold and Dalton, and also Heartlight Hospice, which is another LHC company. In Dalton, serving Northwest Georgia for hospice ministry. And we've got to remember to have these people back on because they love to teach people about home health and hospice. And I think people really like learning about that because most people really don't understand that, which I didn't know until we did this show. You know, Ed, I started another thing this past week. I'm getting back on sort of keto, you know, not being as strict. I've been totally off of it, as you probably know, for a while. And it feels good to get back on it. I've been in the gym, been running. My body is revolting. It doesn't like me running as hard as I used to. So running and lifting like I did and ramping it back up. I'm getting back on the keto, and I'm very close to starting intermittent fasting. So, you know, I've done that intermittently in the past, but I just happened to be thumbing through some channels recently, about a week ago, and there was Dr. Oz. I always find him to be amusing, but he was talking about his new exercise plan that he is promoting, and one of his proponents for himself was intermittent fasting. I thought, yep, must be a sign. So I may be starting that as well, and it'll be brand new for me. So you can ask me in the weeks to come if I'm doing that or not. But an interesting week, more of personal lifestyle changes for me. So what's up with you?
Well, thank you, my friend. And, you know, I haven't even thought or heard the word Dr. Oz in quite some time. And certainly
he's still there.
I'm sure he is. It was, you know, these kind of things come and go in big waves. And I remember the fads and the craziness of everything he spoke, and we would have people pile in the store because he spoke about raspberry ketones or something else. I'm really glad those days are over because I don't like faddish health trends. I like, of course, as we both do, substantial facts behind it before something is accepted. I mean, you medical field has different standards for those facts than I do, but I still do not like the faddish stuff. And I've been in an industry that has lived and died on 500 fads over the years.
There have been some crazy ones, like beer and cabbage diet or something from 20 years ago. I mean, some crazy, crazy, unhealthy things out there. Mm-hmm. You can malnourish yourself and lose weight, and that's really not good for you. But, you know, he's got the ear of a lot of people. Sanjay Gupta does as well, and mm-hmm. I'm sure actually we are starting to do a little bit of that in our own way now. And it just hit me how, wow, I'm not the hugest fan of Dr. Oz myself, but did I listen? I did, you know, and it was halfway interesting. So, you know, we are influencing people the same way and hopefully improving their lives, and they can investigate anything we say. And if they want to incorporate it, wonderful.
That's a wonderful way to actually begin a conversation that we weren't prepared for, because, you know, I have been the self-appointed guinea pig of this town, and maybe even bigger than this town, to embrace a lot of these fads, because I have a kind of a mindset that a lot of people have the opposite mindset. Mine is, I'm going to try it first and then decide whether it's valid. Most people say, I'm going to wait until I see it's valid. And with my kind of mindset, you have to be, you know, pretty sharp and wise, or else you may hurt yourself. I haven't ever, but I want to be the one who can tell other people, no, that's not going to be worth your time and trouble. It's a waste. Or I might say, yes, it is. Now, intermittent fasting, for those who don't know it, is so valuable to your health. In fact, I do a podcast called The Holistic Navigator. The past three I have done, one of which is on how to stop food cravings, has to do with intermittent fasting. And I was a skeptic. Let me tell you, I actually wrote constantly about the fact that, you know, I don't think we should miss meals. I think we should eat five times a day. I think that maintains blood sugar. It does this, it does that. I was wrong. I was wrong personally, because I started intermittent fasting. So what that means is I pick, and I'm kind of a little more flexible than the strict people are. I eat for a time period of about 11 and a half hours, and then the other 12 and a half, nothing goes in me that has one calorie.
You know, his description was different than what we've done on the air. All he said, he made it real simple and said, look, do all of your consumption of food between 11 in the morning and 7 p.m. That may not work for everyone, but that was his description. I will say that's really easy to follow if you wanted to do it that way. For me, that doesn't really fit. I mean, I'm up super early every morning, working late at night. That exact schedule won't work for me. But I have found I actually feel better when I'm on a low-carb diet, something that is a keto-ish diet, much less keto itself. And if I do those longer periods of time just avoiding a meal, I feel better. I mean, I actually feel I have more energy. There's less bloating. For anybody who has, you know, any type of bowel symptoms, constipation or anything really, I think you feel better. And a lot of patients have confirmed that for themselves.
Well, it gives the body a rest, because, see, we were kind of built and designed to go periods without food. And we are not in that stage of existence anymore. We actually fear going without food. And what happens is we have a certain amount of carbohydrates, basically glucose type of carbohydrate that the liver stores. Well, it takes about 11 and a half hours to burn off the excessive amount. So in this society, no one ever burns it off. And once it's burned off, your body is much more efficient at burning fat for fuel than carbohydrates. But we have to teach it to do that through fasting. And when you fast, there's something called autophagy. And autophagy is a word that says that the body's actually going to digest toxic materials and damaging things within itself, kind of like a garbage truck going in at Disney and picking up all the garbage at night. That's what it's doing when you are intermittent fasting, or real fasting, which is you don't eat for 3 days.
Well, think about all the garbage people are eating, and now it's so easy to get food at any time of day or night. You've got Uber Eats and a million, well, I don't know how many apps there are that do it. And I saw a couple of weeks ago, somebody, I don't know where it was, one of the colleges, I think North Carolina, but he invented a pizza ATM. Did you see that?
No.
You just go to it says pizza ATM. It's kind of a funny idea. I mean, odd business. And it cooks your pizza, bakes it right there in the machine, and delivers your pizza. So he's putting it on probably college campuses and whatnot. But that way, you never have to fast at all. I mean, slightest bit of hunger, go get your pizza. I mean, that's horrible for you.
It is. It is not the way that our bodies were designed. So I'm again, I've actually have an employee named Adam, and he's about 30. You've met him before, Dr. Green. We did some blood testing on him. His testosterone after fasting went up about 30%, and he had tried everything in the store. I mean, he doesn't use any real testosterone, but you know, at 30 years old, you go up 30% because of fasting. Well, you know what? Mine did also. And I'm like you. You mentioned the gut relief. I've never had better elimination, less gas, more flat belly. I never, hardly ever have a stomach issue. It's just amazing. So,
and also they said, or well, again, this is Dr. Oz, and yes, tooting his horn accidentally, but he said, do your exercising in the time that you're fasting.
Yes, that's what he says. That's not something I am going to embrace. I just not.
Well, it's a recipe for hypoglycemia for some people, and right. So they have to be careful. But it's just an interesting idea, and I have found at periods of time, like 20, 30 years ago, I was a runner, like really a runner, not like I am now. And I would run sometimes when I was hungry, and it got rid of my appetite.
Right.
So, you know, exercise for me reduces my appetite. So that can work for some people.
Well, the thing is, we are here at Nutrition World to help people learn to do these things. So feel free to come in and talk to any of my coaches and educators. We have 26 people, but we have about 6 educators.
Come down and see me, 4700 Battlefield Parkway.
That's right. It's a little bit harder to get a hold of you, so you can call us.
Or meet me at the gym. We'll work out.
There you go. Well, believe it or not, brother, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing about the Pink event coming up. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, with my partner, Dr. Green. And, you know, we've all in Chattanooga have heard of the event Pink, I think. I've been to it a couple times, and we have two guests in the studio, Rick and Pam McKinney. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thanks for having us, Ed.
I remember it was years ago, and it was certainly a packed event, very well organized, and it certainly is focusing around on breast cancer prevention and, you know, reasonable, good, effective treatments, and it raises a lot of money. Tell us about, let's say a person's listening who just moved to Chattanooga, tell them what Pink really means.
Sure. The Pink event, and we'll talk more about, we're trying to broaden it out to more events over the course of that week, but the Pink event is a premier gala event in Chattanooga. It's extremely well attended, organized, and we'd like to think it's the best event in town. But the reason that event is so important is actually the cause for which it is, to raise the awareness for individuals around the Chattanooga community to get screening and to provide funds to make it accessible to many people around the Chattanooga community. Including this year, we're going to be looking at providing funds to refresh our mobile mammography unit at CHI Memorial, and to be able to get out around the community with a new state-of-the-art 3D mammography machine as well.
Wow. And so this event is an annual event, and it's held at the Convention Center, am I right?
It is at the Convention Center, yes.
And so, but you're here to talk more than just about that event, right?
No, it's a great event. I don't want to minimize the theme this year is Carnival. It will be a great event in and of itself, but also to recognize around the city over the course of that week, we're looking to color Chattanooga pink throughout the week to raise, not just for that event, but actually to raise the awareness around the entire city, the entire community, of the importance of pink and making sure that it's tied very closely to breast cancer awareness and screening, and making sure that women and others in the community are taking care of themselves in that process.
Interesting. And you talked something about a block party. What is that?
Yeah, so that week, it's one of the events that we have leading up to the event. So at Unum, where I work, we're going to be closing down Walnut Street and actually bringing food trucks and music. And it's on the Wednesday, January 22nd of that week, to really raise awareness and get it going. I think you'll also notice around town, buildings lit up in pink through the course of that week. And so this is really an extension to the community. And in addition to the block party, a lot of businesses around town, restaurants, will be highlighting that, if recognizing pink and giving some proceeds back to the cause. And so it really is taking that event, which has been so successful over the last several years, and extending it much further around the community.
You are going this year, aren't you, Dr. Green?
This will be my first trip to pink, so I'm excited to say that.
You should be excited, and if you weren't going, I'd make sure you were going now. So that's great.
How nice. Yeah, I'm excited about it. So I've heard about this for years. You know, my mother is a breast cancer survivor. I don't know if I've said that on the air or not.
No.
But she is, and so she's received treatment at Memorial before, and I'm glad we're expanding services at 4700 Battlefield Parkway as well, and the new mobile unit. So these are exciting times, and we're going to have a lot better preventive services and treatment services coming up.
Yeah, it touches so many people in our community and around the world, and you know, 1 in 8 people are touched by breast cancer awareness. This event really does celebrate the survivors or recognizes individuals that have been fighting the fight and have gotten through that. And so we're so excited to be use that event to recognize that. And that's what it's all about. Great event. We're glad that you'll be there and everyone else that will be showing up. But it is that recognition. And I think as you go to the event, that comes through as well, that this is really a special event, not just as an event, but in terms of what it does.
You know, we're thankful for all of your hard work as well.
And for those just tuning in, you are listening to Vita Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. And we are here today with our guest Rick and Pam McKinney. And so, Pam, what is it you'd like to help people to know more about this?
Well, I think this has been an honor to co-chair this event with Will and Sarah Clegg, and it's been a really fun last 5 or 6 months, and we are excited with the teams we've put together. We have raised more in sponsorship this year than we have in the last 14 years. This
really?
Is our 15th year of having this event.
Wow.
So we're very excited. We're really excited about expanding the awareness of the event. So I think this block party that's on Wednesday, January 22nd, but also all the other partners in Chattanooga that are helping us color Chattanooga pink. So I would encourage people to go to Pink on Facebook or go to Pink Gala Chat on Instagram, and you can see a whole host of events that will be happening that week. There's an exercise activity on the 18th. Aaliyah Blake is offering some opportunity with some give backs on some makeup. The West Village in Chattanooga, that entire village is offering some pink drinks with some proceeds back to...
Let me ask you, the West Village, that's across from the West End, right?
Yes.
That's that strip.
Yes.
Where that's all the cool... I was there for New Year's Eve, and it was... Because I'm such an early riser, I go to bed super early, so they have the ball drop at 7:30, and I just love that, because I'm in bed by 8:30, so it worked out wonderful. So now people may know where that is.
That's so sad, Ed.
You're the opposite. This man right over here can get by with 2 hours sleep a night. I've never seen anything like it. I think it's all the amphetamines and steroids. Is that what's...
I wish. Then I wouldn't have to sleep at all.
I know. You are halfway a Superman anyway. So the block party is during midday.
Yes, right. It'll be starting at 11 o'clock between the buildings at Unum.
Okay. I guess that will pull mainly people that are working downtown. That's what you're shooting for, I would say.
Right, but it's open to anybody in Chattanooga that wants to attend.
And we're trying to get the word out, so the more people we can get there, the better. But it probably will be that lunch crowd, but there's going to be some music, some fun, and we're hoping to get more and more people.
Nice.
Now, the gala event is probably already been booked up. I mean, can people still come to that?
Well, we are sold out.
Sold out.
There might be a few tickets available. But for the most part, we are sold out. It's a huge event. It's really fun. We're excited to have you this year. And the team that puts together the decor and everything for this event, it's a wonderful band that's coming from Atlanta. It's a really great event.
Yeah. And I'd also say, as we've gone through the process, the sponsorships around town to make this, to raise significant amounts of money as well for this event. This event over the last several years has raised $4 million for the CHI Memorial Foundation.
Wow.
And this year will be no different. We will raise a lot of money. And it's really been great to be part of the team co-chairing this, because the outpouring from the Chattanooga community towards this event and just philanthropy in general has been really special to see.
Like, what are some of the big sponsors?
Well, I would be remiss to not tell you that Unum is one of the big sponsors, but Henderson, Hutchison, and McCullough is also a large sponsor.
First Horizon.
And First Horizon. So,
but there's a whole host of sponsors. It's been so fun getting out and meeting with people in the community that have been so generous year over year with their sponsorships. So if you go to Pink Gala Chat on Instagram or Pink on Facebook, you can see all the sponsors.
Yeah, there's over 100 sponsors this event. So it is an outpouring across the community, which is really great to see.
That makes sense. It does touch a lot of people.
Well,
touches everybody in some way. Yep. And I think that that's one of the things that's special about the event. And mm-hmm. you'll see that. I know in the table that we have at Unum, we bring people that work at Unum that are breast cancer survivors and their spouses. And it's just a great event to recognize all of the battle that they've gone through, and also know they have a big community of mm-hmm. people that have gone through a similar battle.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, having a community in any struggles of life is such important medicine, because, I mean, there's such a dark side to social media, but there's also such a encouragement, because I know my daughter, you know, we've all had our issues with life, and, you know, she found a segment of women who were sharing the same issues when she was pregnant that she did. And, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I remember saying it, you know, she wakes up at 2 a.m. with all these scattered thoughts and worries. Well, she got on her little private Facebook group, and there was 3 or 4 people up at 2 a.m. with the same worries. And, you know, we don't want to replace human looks and grace and kindness, but this is just an add-on. And so you're saying that a sense of community, it is vital for that. And we don't, you know, when we feel isolated, we lose hope so much quicker. And so it's if Pink does it, nothing else, it has created a huge amount of connections between people of similar worries and fears. So,
and that's what the centers are all about, and that's how the centers got started, is trying to reduce that time between diagnosis and treatment, mm-hmm. and also the whole holistic approach to the treatment, also looking at mind and mm-hmm. spirit and everything with the treatment that you're going through.
Well, you know, I've got an entire adult history, 41 years worth of being, you know, the owner of Nutrition World, and we are not just a store. We are a real institution. We're a wellness corner. We have 26 employees. I have 13 practitioners. You know, when Richard Nixon announced the war on cancer in 1971, 1 in 32 people had cancer. Today it's 1 in 3, as we know. We're doing something wrong for prevention, and I always have to put my plug in that we are not embracing what we should be about foods and supplementation. If people could raise their vitamin D levels to 50 nanograms per milliliter when they're young, the chances are they would have about a 30% less chance of getting cancer, because that is very, very solid in the research these days. And I know that hospitals like Memorial are starting to come around, and I'm very pleased. I mean, this show alone is a big positive sign of that, but I'm hearing it in other places. Some of the physicians and nurse practitioners, they are starting to get on board with, hey, food is medicine. We need to be counseling on what are you eating, how many Cokes are you drinking a day, how many of the bad things, because that's where, you know, prevention was so important, and treatment is too, but dang gummit, let's prevent more of it. I'm sure we all would agree to that.
And absolutely, and I think with you know, as we know, early detection in this disease is essential, right? Mm-hmm. So I think having the centers and having this mobile mammography, mm-hmm. it reaches access to people that may not be able to get it.
Absolutely. Well, tell the listeners, if they want to learn more, maybe summarize it again. What can they do? Where can they go? And what date and time is this thing going on?
Certainly. So this will be on Saturday, January 25th is the actual event will be going on. If you're unable to go, keep your eyes out to different people around that town for the entire week. Come to a block party on the 22nd, actually, to on Walnut Street, and make sure that
23rd, actually.
23rd.
That's okay.
and make sure that you're just keeping your eyes out for the different businesses around town that are recognizing Pink, and do what you can to support them as well. We want to make this a big community event that lasts several days, not just for one night. And I think that's the real goal this year. And that's where everyone can help and everyone can be part of it.
Yeah. And Tuesday, January 22nd, is our big partnership with the West Village. So go online and look more, get more information about that, and visit the restaurants and have a drink, a pink drink, and celebrate survivors.
And what are the hours of that?
That
on the 22nd?
Yeah, we can go online to look at the hours for that. It's basically, you know, the restaurants that day are providing some give backs.
Okay.
Well, and so just for people who can't remember dates, the week of January 20-something on Wednesday is the block party, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you, Rick and Pam, so much for coming in this early morning and joining us. I know people are going to appreciate it greatly. Wonderful cause, and we are thrilled to have you, and I'm sure this event will go on far after Dr. Green and I are probably gone from this earth, because it has such momentum. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. It is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about, of course, your health and your future and all the things we talk about. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I got really fired up yesterday, Dr. Green, about a article that I read. And it was from the Wall Street Journal. And it's something that I have been ranting about the past 6 months to a year. And this is about Amazon.com. and ordering nutritional supplements and or other things. And let me tell you what it was. It was the coolest. It was actually a 14-minute video. And what they did was they went through and really documented the fact that there are so many dumpster divers, which means people going through dumpsters and finding discarded products from companies, from individuals, and they're taking the products, and a lot of them are nutritional supplements, erasing expiration dates, putting new ones on them, and sending them out on your order. Because when they're hiding behind the clout of Amazon, it all looks professional. Well, they documented a ton of things, including toys, electronics, books, which those are fine. But there's foods. A lot of foods and supplements were being sold on Amazon, which are being sold. And it's freaking scary.
Oh.
So people do not trust Amazon, because they're such a mammoth company that packages so well and ships so quickly. I love it for commodities like, you know, headphones and things, or books or things, but not for perishable items, because people can make a really good living hanging out behind a business that's going to discard. Like, let me just give an example. There are times when we overpurchase something. There are times in fact, perfect example, our Zunta bars. We have to purchase about 10 to 20,000. The Zunta bar is a protein bar that I invented. We sell it at Nutrition World. I think it's the cleanest bar around. I know you've eaten many of them.
I love them.
Thank you. But what happened two orders ago is we ordered way too many. Well, the expiration date rolled around. Well, guess what happened? I had to throw away probably maybe 2,000 bars.
Well, if that happens again, call me.
So what we did was we threw them away. Well, guess what? If there was a dumpster diver around, okay, they're going to pull those bars out, and it's easy to erase expiration dates or make it smear where you really can't tell, and they're going to sell Zunta bars for 50 cents instead of $2.99.
Or there are a lot of people that aren't diligent to check an expiration date.
I'm one of those. Yeah. I mean, I'll glance, but I'm not diligent. So it's something to be aware of, people. And at NutritionW.com, we now have online ordering, and we ship with ice packs in the summer. That's the second issue. What in the heck do you think happens to these perishable products like vitamins in a UPS truck in the middle of 100-degree temperatures? They're weakening, and so do drugs, of course, over-the-counter drugs. So I'm calm down here and move on to my next subject.
I can't believe anybody would even do that, you know, to go through a dumpster, find something. Now, I can understand maybe a book.
Yeah.
You know, it's a book, and if you didn't display it as new, I mean, I don't want one out of a dumpster, but food? Like, there was a picture, people, of some olives on the screen that somebody got out of a dumpster, and that's just gross.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the 14-minute video, if you Google Wall Street Journal, Amazon dumpster, you will get the video of 14 minutes. Really, really cool. Well, it's scary. It's not really cool.
I hope they've had their hepatitis immunizations.
Yeah. Tell me how to pronounce Chipotle. Is that how you pronounce the new restaurant in town?
Is it Chipotle?
Chipotle.
No, I didn't know they were putting one here. Are you talking about the Mexican chain,
yeah,
Tex-Mex?
Yeah.
So I didn't know they had one here, but I think you're talking about Chipotle's.
Yeah, but I never know exactly how to pronounce it, but they are open now. They opened last week.
Where are they?
And they are on Gun Barrel Road, and they're where a barbecue place went out of business that had been there for like 14 years.
Okay, I think I know where you mean. It's down near Chewy's. somewhere in that general area?
Yeah, general area, and it's kind of up on a hill. But let me tell you, I'm going there to eat lunch today because they just opened. And when I looked at their menu, and I know they have a reputation of very high-quality foods. In fact, on their website, I love this, fast food with integrity. Now, what I'm looking at right now is called a keto salad bowl. Wow, that speaks my language completely, because one is they source from much cleaner ingredients than the average convenience restaurant, and they have put together products for the up-and-coming people who are, you know, aware of food and implications and all the things I speak about and you speak about. On the front page, they have a keto salad bowl, a paleo salad bowl, and a double protein bowl.
I do like to get mine in the bowl when I do go.
Me too.
And that way you don't have the the flour tortilla or corn tortilla, and I do that most times I'm being good at a Tex-Mex place. So, that sounds good. I've eaten at several across the country, and I don't think I've had a bad meal. It's a unique place. I think you'll like it. You'll just have to let me know later. Went with some friends to a place right down the street that is probably very unhealthy, but you've probably not been. I didn't even know it was there. Drake's is down there near the REI. Uh-huh. So, I live on the other side of town, so I'm not down there as much as I used to be. But, the food was actually quite good at that place.
I've been there one time, and it was a little loud for me, but I did seemingly enjoy the food. And the sad thing is Chop House, one of my favorite restaurants, is closing this week. And I ate there twice last week so I could get my last
and
little.
And I hate that. Used to go there all the time.
Yeah, my dad loved it, and so we had great memories. And, the restaurants are fading away that have really cool, dark, quiet atmospheres where you actually can talk without having to speak loud.
And fireplaces going.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a nice place. It was a nice place, I will say. I hate that. Maybe somebody, some entrepreneur will start a new one. Maybe.
No, that's not going to happen. What will go there will be the theme of the day, which is loud, bright, a lot of alcohol, and just average food, because that seems to be the motive of Chattanooga. And I'm telling you, it is frustrating to me, because we need really, Farm to Fork has done a wonderful job in Ringgold.
What is that? And I haven't been to it to eat, but I was at the mall, had eaten at Cheesecake Factory, and then saw a Brazilian steakhouse across the parking lot.
Right.
And they gave me a tour. Very strange. I was just walking, and they said, have you ever been here? No. Would you like us to show you around? They did. All around, looking at all the food. Have you ever eaten there? I can't think of the name of it.
I have. Rodizio Grill.
That's it.
The finest salad bar in Chattanooga.
It looked amazing. I went and looked at that.
It is too pricey to eat there on a regular basis, even for me. I think the salad bar is $21 for the evening. Phenomenal quality, but it's that's a special night.
I looked at the food, but not the prices.
Yeah. I do choose food quality first over prices, but there's a point where you just have to start thinking about that.
I did several times a weekend or two ago, went to one of my favorites, Edley's. I'll toot their horn in North Shore and got one of their salads, actually two of their salads. And their salads are so big, I get at least a minimum of two meals out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as expensive when it's two meals for one.
No, you're right.
And they have excellent salad, and they make their own dressings.
Well, I want to encourage anyone listening who is in the restaurant business, you have a golden opportunity that only one other person has access, which is Champy's Chicken. People seem to think you got to be in the clicky areas of downtown to be successful. You know that Lee Highway is prime for a farm to fork, a home cooking, a up and coming restaurant. Champy's, you can't get in. I mean, the amount of food they sell must be world record.
Another place I miss is, I don't think there's one now, the Mongolian Grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, miss that place.
Yep. So many. On the internet this morning was just how safe are CBD products. Experts weigh in. And
well, it depends who made it.
So everything. The thing is, the CBD market is now kind of becoming a little more flat because there's so much competition that no one's setting the world on fire anymore with it. But we at Nutrition World still sell a tremendous amount because of quality.
And some doctors are, and I didn't realize that, and we don't do that at my office, but someone transferred in from another office, switching doctors, and they were actually buying CBD from a local doctor. Can't remember now. It's happened more than once now, like chiropractors, DOs, MDs, and they are marketing their own brand of CBD within their own office.
Ah.
And I was unaware they were doing that, and I don't know the quality of their products or whatnot, but yes, there are providers in town. It's not just at the gas stations and the liquor stores and, you know, at other non-quality places, places not like Nutrition World, but at doctor's offices. And frankly, I wonder if some of the practitioners actually know how to look for quality.
They don't. I mean, I've had an employee who's probably spent 400 hours becoming the expert on how to be a detective within the CBD industry. And he still has a lot to learn. So don't expect other people to have the knowledge base to be informed about how to you dig deep enough into that company to know that that product is not contain heavy metals, that it doesn't contain pesticide, that it actually contains the terpenes and the cannabinoids. Those are the molecules in a CBD hemp plant that make you sleep better, less pain, less anxiety, get off opiates perhaps. You have to have the right product. You know, when you deal with pharmaceuticals, you're dealing with one molecule. You take a Valium, it's actually an isolated molecule that was patentable and it works in a certain method every single time. You can't do that with CBD. It's an orchestra that plays with about 500 instruments.
But people think it's a panacea. You buy one thing and it does everything every time.
Yep.
And so I have to tell people, no, they're different.
They are. I mean, I have one I use in the middle of the night if I can't sleep. And then I have another I'll use if I have pain. So I have to figure out which one is best. And we have enough staff that knows enough to help people make an educated decision. You still sometimes have to switch around.
And that website to compare is cbdguide.org?
Yeah, boy, your memory is amazing. TheCBDGuide.org is a website I put together that we're going to be doing some independent testing so that you can believe it. Because we don't sell anything on there. In fact, CBD, we don't sell CBD on our online ordering because the credit card processors will shut you down because it's still crossing state lines and there's all this federal stuff going on, which I understand. Why do you think Target and other places are not selling it? They only sell the creams because of this. It's still not. Well, first off, you're talking about not being supervised by the government. It is the Wild West with CBD. Now, will it hurt you? I don't think there's going to be any super harm, even with the worst quality products, but you're wasting your money, and you're not getting the health benefits. Mm-hmm. So there is harm when you don't get benefit. So that's my rant on the CBD today. And, in fact, I just interviewed, and you know him, I think, John Kennedy. We interviewed him about a year ago on Vital Health Radio, and I consider him the expert in this whole part of the United States on hemp oil and CBD. And I interviewed him on The Holistic Navigator, which will be posted in about 3 days. And he had some wonderful tips on how to be an informed consumer. We never talked about specific products. We talked about, okay, if you're going to buy CBD, I had these three questions. How do we choose quality? How do we choose dosing? And what does the future look like for the individual with CBD? So it's very interesting at The Holistic Navigator if you want to learn super, super details of all that.
Well, it will probably be more regulated one day. I think the government will get in on it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know when.
Oh, yeah, but we don't want to, you know, that could be 5 years, but I really think it'll be probably 2 to 3, but still. We're just about out of time on this segment. I do want to mention next segment, I talked to this great physician. We had a wonderful phone conversation. His name is Dr. Curley, and he's an internal medicine doc who's opened IV clinics. He's got 6 now, and I was blown away by our conversation. I didn't realize someone had this much experience on IV, nutritional IV.
Like vitamins?
Yeah, okay. But he's really an expert in it.
Is that here in town?
Yeah, there's actually one over. The one I saw was over by Publix off of the Gunbell Road Publix.
Mm-hmm.
It's a walk-in clinic for the normal walk-in clinic, but they also have IV infusions. And we're meeting again next week. He has some marvelous plans because he was failed by mainstream medicine for his son. And he started a journey of looking into another toolbox. And so he's now combined the toolbox of conventional and more integrative. That's what he calls it, which is similar to functional medicine, but it's a little different. I love it. I love this conversation. And I'm going to hopefully I've invited him on the show and hopefully we'll have that because I've had a bunch of IVs in my life and they are really, really cool. Really, really, really cool. Well, it is time for another break, my friend. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment in this segment.
Thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. To learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or download their app for Android or iPhone. Now, I believe that we should not live our lives bound and limited by fear, but that we should live bold lives, strengthened by a fierce faith in a God who loves us more than we can ever truly grasp. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23 says that, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness." 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 states, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you." Psalm 136, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." The faithfulness and goodness and greatness of God is a powerful antidote for the fears we face in our lives on a daily basis. Now, King David learned over his lifetime the beautiful reality that God is faithful to those who love him, even when we are not. Like King David, despite our best efforts, we are all messy people in need of redemption. Like we read a moment ago, his mercies are new every morning. He truly loves us and is not fazed in the least by our fears or our messy lives. Pastor and author Stephen Furtick wrote that all we really need to know about God was in that little simple prayer we learned as kids. Well, you remember it. God is great and God is good. Very simple. Well, you know what? He is good and kind and strong, all powerful, able to love us and care for us and to save and rescue and deliver us from all of our fears and hardships. He's also compassionate, full of mercy, full of grace. His love endures forever, so he cares for us and is quick to listen to our cries for help. So, there you have it, your antidote for fear. His great love, his goodness, his greatness, and his perfect faithfulness. Well, think about these truths all the time, during the good times and the hard days alike. Now, let's close with 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear." That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And the word love cannot be repeated enough. It really is a anchor in my life. And, you know, love and kindness are something I really strive to keep in the forefront morning, noon, and night. Not only for others, but for myself, too. That's not a selfish thing. I do want to say that Nutrition World has launched something that is revolutionary. It's called the Wellness Plus. We did a card called the Wellness Plus last year at our gala, but we have redesigned it, and it launched yesterday. What that card entails is, instead of, and we call it, everyone has health insurance, this is called health assurance. It costs $1 a day. And what it's going to do is going to give you unlimited access to our wellness consultants. What does that mean? You can come see our registered dietitian if you're having weight issues, if you're having gut issues, if you're just really confused about foods and supplements. You can come to any of our five different wellness consultants, Katie, Seth, Adam, or Nilly. Nilly speaks Spanish. With this, you are going to be able to talk about diet, nutrition, everything from meal planning, gut health. You can talk endlessly about your needs for supplements. How do we fine-tune it? How do we make it optimal for your health? We're not treating medical conditions. We are making almost a plan for optimal health so that you don't have medical conditions. We're going to have plans on exercise and fitness.
We were talking about prevention earlier today.
Absolutely. And the thing with this is when you're a member of this Wellness Plus, you can call, you can text, you can Skype, or you can come in and see these consultants. So you're, you know, at the grocery store and you're really confused about a certain label, you can text the registered dietitian. Now, that doesn't mean she's going to get back with you in 3 minutes, but sometimes she will. And you are going to have a partner now where you can go through this confusing jungle of choices with health and supplements and foods and have a partner. It is beyond belief what we're offering. I mean, you know, there's not any way we can really make money at this because, you know, registered dietitian, I don't know, what do they, if you walked in, Dr. Green, you think it'd be $80 an hour probably?
At least. I've never checked the cost, you know, but this can supplement traditional medicines. I don't see why somebody can't see their regular provider and do this.
That is the goal. That is the super goal, is the partnershiping. One is not replacing the other. We are putting this together to allow men and women like you in your field to be even greater superstars, because you don't have time to talk about, you know, this a paleo diet or a keto diet and train somebody. Well, how do you do that then? If you're going to try to really teach the details of a keto diet, send them to us. We can do it for you.
Yeah, we have, I wish we didn't have limited time, and sometimes people take offense at the fact that, yes, we have limited time, but we do. I mean, we do the best we can. We try to slow down. We've talked about that. You stop, you touch your patient, you talk to your patient, but no, we'd love to spend 2 hours talking about stuff. I'd love to take them to the gym with me and exercise, but, you know, not everybody can do that, and, you know, spend very little time with my people outside the office is very precious time that I can do that, but you can do a little bit of education in a 15-minute visit or a 20-minute visit, but, yeah, it's very limited. And I do a lot of times send them to the website, nutritionw.com. I'm like, look, there's seminars. You can do these things for free, get an extra education. CHI also has plenty of dietitians that we use as well. So no, it's a team effort to educate our patients on wellness and prevention, traditional and non-traditional care. It's a group. It takes the whole team.
Takes a team, and I continue to say on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, that I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. And in the field of health, as we age, Father Time is pretty dang cruel to us, if you haven't noticed, if you're my age or above, and we really have to have...
That'd be 35 for our listeners.
35 times, not two quite, but not far off from that.
But there is an old picture for everybody on Facebook of Ed in his police days. Please go check it out.
I just posted that 2 days ago, and I was ready to conquer the world, wasn't I?
He looks the same.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my friend. So that will kind of wrap it up for today, believe it or not. We've covered a lot of stuff. We really have.
It's a good day.
And I'm going to go eat at Chipotle. Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Okay. Yes. And I'll let you know next.
And if I'm mutilating the name, people, I'm sorry too.
I'll let you know next week how much I loved it, because I already, you know, again, we talk about this endlessly. I don't really eat for taste first. I eat taste for number three, but I eat for quality first.
Did you try Takanuga yet?
I have not. No.
Okay. That's another one. Okay. All this talk of food makes me hungry.
Me too. I read on the website they open at 10:45, so I'm going to be there at 10:46. There is a new donut place opening called Duck Donuts, where they cook them fresh in front of, like, make them when you order them. No, I'm not going, but I'm telling people that it's there. But, okay, that way I can help rehabilitate these people when they're falling off the wagon. Guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for the radio show that's all about your health, healthy living, and learning. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and fearless day. Thank you so much.
Thank Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.